"Goodbye, my dear Edward," I said. "May God protect you."
"Without your love, Jane, my life is nothing,"
he cried, holding out his arms to me. But I turned and ran out of the room. That night I could not sleep because I was crying so hard. When I woke up, I took a few clothes and put a little money in a purse. As I went downstairs, I could hear Mr. Rochester in his room, walking around and around. I felt as if all my happiness in life was inside that room with him. I just had to enter and say, "I will love you and live with you forever." My hand moved towards the handle of the door. Almost I opened it, but I stopped myself and walked quietly out of the house. Walking on the road, I could not help thinking of how Mr. Rochester would feel when he saw that I had left him. I hated myself for hurting him, even though I knew what I was doing was right. I wanted desperately to be with him, to comfort him, but somehow I made myself keep walking. When a coach passed, I asked to travel on it until I had no more money. Inside the coach, I cried the most terrible tears of my life. I felt that I would never be happy again.